the weekend begins. Right here.
You're listening to 90.4 FM Ride Time Radio.
We are getting ready for the weekend. Rev up, rock out. It's time to get ready and enjoy yourself for the next 3 days. All the Easter celebrations are coming up. Palm Sunday, we'll be looking at that. Where to go, what's it all about? And all the celebrations going on in the Decca. There's some great stuff happening over there. And I dare say, we're all getting ready for a nice pint down the pub tonight. Here's a bit of Jackal with Favourite Scene.
Efficient Homes Building and Construction Services. Let us take care of it while you relax in the sun. Contact ehbuilderstenerife.com.
So, ehbuilderstenerife.com, if you're looking for reforms, if you're looking for anything like that, then they are the people to go and see. Go over to the website, ehbuilderstenerife.com. You'll be able to get in touch with them from there. So, all is good. We are heading into the Easter holidays. And it's quite a big deal in Spain. Easter is a big thing for them. And you'll see lots of different religious kind of parades and things going on in small villages. Down in the main towns. And one of the main places that you can go as a tourist, if you can get in there, because it is absolutely rammed up there usually, is, of course, the Decca. The Decca, you have the kind of reenactment of the crucifixion. They do this every year now. It's grown and grown and grown. It's an absolute amazing show. It's actually televised now as well. You can watch it also live stream on Facebook. But it's a great kind of traditional thing that goes on there. But it starts on tonight, actually. They've got stuff happening tonight. They've got the children's parade tomorrow at 5:30, where they do it with the kids. They've got Palm Sunday, of course, which is quite a big religious celebration. The day that Jesus arrived in Jerusalem. And by God, we could do with that happening now, couldn't we? If we could do with that happening now, because what a mess that side of the world is. Isabel, Queens of the Stone Age, hanging tree.
For the whole family to enjoy. But wait, there's more. Throughout the day, our energetic host and DJ, Rockabilly Man, will keep the energy high, guiding you and the family through the motorcycle shows and tattoo expo, an event suitable for the entire family. Get ready for the groove of the band Bone Stompers, delivering an evening of live music that will have you dancing under the stars. Save the date, April the 20th. Visit us at volcanohunt.com. Tickets available on tomaticket.es.
If you're feeling down, depressed and lonely, I know a place where we can go, go, go. 22 Acacia. Take back.
Easy Rider Tenerife is Tenerife's premium motorcycle rental and tour company. We specialize in retro, classic, and cruiser-style motorcycles. Check out our fleet online at easyridertenerife.com. You can also find our huge selection of routes and rides with private one-to-one tour guides, helping you discover the island on two wheels. Contact us for more information on 0034-822-680-791 or visit us at easyridertenerife.com.
That's right, easyridertenerife.com, and this is our own radio station, Ride Time Radio. We go out on the signal 90.4 FM along the south coast of Tenerife, and we also go across the world on ridetimeradio.com. You can easily tune into us on the domain name, or you can actually download the app. Go to the iOS or the Android and download Easy Rider Tenerife. You'll find all of the platform in there, all of the navigation tools for when you're out on bikes and stuff like that. So if you are out on bikes today, and we do have a couple of riders out as well, we will give you a call. But beware, this afternoon is set to be a storm. It looks like it's going to be thunder and lightning and all the usual stuff that comes with one. This has been making its way across the Canaries. Tenerife is no exception. It looks as if we're going to cop out on that this afternoon from about 11, 12 o'clock onwards. So there could be heavy rain, downpours. There could be quite blustery showers and winds. And we just need to be prepared for that. Down on the coast is probably going to be the best road and areas. But my advice would be not to be really out on the bikes this afternoon. I would be putting them away. If you are renting bikes from us and you're listening, please make sure that you get somewhere safe for the bikes to be parked and undercover, because you are responsible for the motorcycle. So make sure that you are looking after them, because you don't want to come back and we've got problems then to try and sort out. I wouldn't go out in it this afternoon. I would be ready for it instead and watch it from behind a glass window, because it looks like it could be quite blustery. That's going to go on, unfortunately, through the weekend. It's going to be on and off. It looks like we're going to have a bit of unsettled weather as this kind of storm front makes its way across the Canaries. So be ready for that. Hopefully it's not going to disrupt the activities up in Adecco too much, but it doesn't look good at the moment. It's a shame.
Give me, give me, give me, give me. How are we doing, folks? This is Bruce Smart from Teapot One. Join me every Monday evening at 8pm when I talk motorcycles and travel with a different guest every week who lives up to the mantra of live your life. Right here on Ride Time Radio.
So a few more updates about the volcano hunt, and we now have a photography exhibition that will be there. So we've been speaking to a well-known photographer on the island, Phil Crean. He's been taking lots of pictures over the years. He's a professional photographer, and he's been coming on the runs lately as well. So I'm hoping we're going to see some actual real nice pieces of work from some of the runs that we've done as well. But he's going to do an exhibition there with over 40 canvases with some really nice pieces of work on, and that's going to make for a nice little side of art in the show, which we've got this part of the art artists. It's an extravaganza. We want as much going on there as possible so that everybody, not just bikers, we want everybody to come and bring the family and come and see the motorcycles. We're hoping we can get a few nice cars there as well. We've got Harley Davidson and Triumph coming with exhibition stands. They're going to be showing off some of the bikes there. We have our own merch stall that will be there as well. We have Del Saville, who is the sidecar guy. He's an ex-sidecar racing champion. He's bringing his sidecar show, and he's going to be doing a small demonstration in the car park, which is going to be good fun to see as well. That's promoting that to try and get the kids involved with the karting scene and the sidecar kart racing. We've also got the acrobats and the fire breathers, stilt walkers. We've got lots going on. We've got Johnny Cardell coming down. He's an amazing magician. He will be doing close-up magic and stuff at your tables whilst we're having the dinner show. We've made it a dinner show this year, well, basically because we needed a new venue, and the new venue needs to have covers, which is dinner. So that's how we've had to do it. So look for those tickets. Get those tickets bought. We need to get that venue full so that we can keep them happy. We have the Food Chasers. They will be on first of all. They are an amazing six-piece tribute band to the Foo Fighters. We then have the flamenco. We've brought the flamenco in because we wanted some Spanish culture there. We want to give back. We really appreciate Spain. We really love Spain, and we wanted to put that culture in there as well. So we have Fran Chaffino with his dinner show. This is the same dinner show that you would pay probably something like 60 to 80 euros for in Playa de las Americas. It is the same people, so we've managed to get them as well. We also have the Bad Bone Stompers to take us through into the evening. And, of course, Rockabilly Man will be our compere and host for the day with his set of amazing rockabilly tunes whilst we are filling in between. Fire Breathers as well will be there towards the evening. So there's lots going to be going on at the show this year. We are really looking forward to just having a great time with everybody at this year's event.
News.
Lucifer Tattoo Studio in Las Americas is waiting to create your unique tattoo. With over 20 years experience in all styles, Lucifer Tattoo Studio in Las Americas can help design and create your ideas. Lucifer Tattoo Studio in Las Americas. Come and discuss your next tattoo with us. Find us at Playa de las Americas, City Center, Local 33, or call us on 922-796650.
You see, there's so much going on this year at the Volcano Hunt that it's easily to miss out stuff when you're talking about it. And that's why I have to keep going back. So Lucifer Tattoo Studio, which is Adriano, a good friend of mine, and his team, alongside Gustavo from El Medano Inc. and also Juan from Boxing Barbers in the North, they are coming down to do the judging for the Tattoo Expo again this year. So if you have artwork done, if you have some nice work done by an artist or a studio in Tenerife, then you can bring that along to the show. Bring yourself, show that off, prepare the tattoo. Best way to prepare the tattoo for a tattoo show is to give yourself and your skin a good cleanse over the tattoo area. Use an exfoliator. Make sure that the tattoo is nice and clean. And then use something like tattoo gum, or you can use Vaseline. But make sure that the skin area where your tattoo is, has got that little bit of a shine on it. It makes the tattoo stand out so much more. Vaseline is great, but you can get other products from the tattoo stores, like tattoo gum is something that I know, but there's other alternatives. But something that makes the skin shine and brings that tattoo out, it will make the judges, you know, pay that little bit more attention to it. €250 is on the table for that, sponsored by Atlantico Radio up in the north of Tenerife, and they will also be presenting the trophy on the day. That trophy is really probably for your artist or your studio, but it's totally up to you. If you want to put it on your mantelpiece, put it on your mantelpiece. It's a cover by Alessio Marciani, which is a voodoo crossing, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, Manic Depression. It's in my soul.
Station.
You're listening to 90.4 FM Ride Time Radio. We'll be right back.
gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. Darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. Underneath the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
We'll be right back. Hey guys, this is Tomboy Bit. Find me on my YouTube channel. And guess what? You are listening to Right Time Radio.
You know what? That song, War Pigs, it does, you know, make me wonder sometimes. It was back in, what, the late 70s, early 80s that they produced that song when it was written, Ozzy and Black Sabbath. And the words in there, they just kind of ricochet around my head and go, do you know what? It's exactly what is happening now in the world that we're living in. And, you know, there's calls for more boots on the ground now. There's a big push from Europe and a lot more countries pushing, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens after the European elections in June. I was disappointed to find out. I didn't know this, right? Maybe I should have, I don't know. But you cannot vote in the European elections if you are not an EU citizen. And because obviously we're not EU citizens now, British. I live in Spain, have lived in Spain for the last 20 years. I believe I'm an EU citizen because I pay all my taxes here. I live here. I pay everything that needs to be paid and should be paid. But of course, I'm only classed as a Spanish resident. And as a Spanish resident, I cannot vote in the EU elections. And it's disappointing because I wanted to vote this year because I am so tired of the way that it seems to be this divide and rule approach that Europe has, and this seems to be what's going on. I see there's a lot of, you know, smoke and mirrors, let's call it, as they try to give us, you know, tidbits of great things that they're going to do for us. But behind the scenes, there is a lot going on, right? A hell of a lot going on. But it's the Weekender, so we don't want to go into that. I have got some great news, though. And this was the first time for a long time I've seen Elon Musk come out with something really good other than, you know, stupid stuff on this X platform that he turned it Twitter into. Then there was all this kind of, he wanted a cage fight with Mark Zuckerberg. And I just thought to myself, this is the richest man in the world. Is this the best that you can come up with, right? You want a cage fight, you want to fight Mark Zuckerberg. How old are you? Grow up, right? But anyway, something wonderful has come from the Musk corner. And that is a neurochip that is implanted into the brain. Now, don't freak out, right? Because that kind of sounds freaky. But this isn't about freaking out over kind of cyborg technology. This is about people who are paralyzed. There was a video clip of a guy who had been in an accident. He was paralyzed from the neck down. And this neurochip was implanted into his brain. And he is now able to look at the monitor. He can play chess. He can move the mouse cursor with his brain, right? So he just has to watch and move it, and he's training himself now in his brain, which is giving him full ability to then use a computer. Speech, he's got speech anyway because he's only paralyzed from the neck downwards, but he's got his speech, but he can now do things. That is like giving someone a new lease of life. And that is an amazing thing that's come out of the Musk corner. I'm going to be watching that story. I'm going to be watching that grow because there is so many people that can benefit from that, that really can. Here's a bit of Ben Harper. I haven't had him on for a long time. This is off the Fight For Your Mind. Good album, this. Especially if you like a bit of acoustic type of rock. There's some great acoustic tunes on a Sunday morning now. Hangover music, I call it.
Excuse me, mister. Do you have the time? Or are you so important that it's standing still? Lend me your ear. I
Of that kind of vibe, then you will find that now on Sunday mornings here on Ride Time Radio. We sort of play that in between the Trail and Adventure Motorcycle Podcast, so you can get that from about 8 o'clock. So when you open your eyes and you're feeling very, very groggy, turn Ride Time Radio on a Sunday. You'll get that up till about 10 o'clock and after for an hour as well. So we've got this nice kind of folk acoustic vibe going on a Sunday morning. It's what I call hangover music. It's kind of on at my house all the time. You get that. Right, so, but apart from that, no. Let's have a look. What else have we got to play over this weekend? Let's have a look. What can we do nice today? How about a bit of this?
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Around the same
We are going to release the new Get Twisted show. The Get Twisted show this week is featuring a band called Southbound and Down. They are from Nashville in Tennessee. They are going to be showing us what they can do. There's a lot of artists in this band. They're kind of a jam band down in Nashville. They have a lot of quite famous people come and play with them. On some of the tracks, we've got the drummer, the current drummer from Y&T. That's a great old rock band that's still going. They also have Eric Martin Band, one of the bass guitar players, playing with them from there. They've got kind of a selection of different types of sounds and music going on. Kind of bluesy, rhythm and blues, kind of jamming kind of sounds. In fact, it kind of sounds a little bit like this. Hey. more of that over the weekend on the Get Twisted show. We've also got the Trail Adventure Motorcycle Podcast. We've got Freddie Dobbs on Saturday. We've got the MotoGP catch-up show at 4 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. It just keeps coming. It just keeps coming, and it keeps getting bigger and growing. And some great, amazing feedback for the station that we're getting now. So, listen, we have to go. That is the end of the weekend for us. This will be back between 11 and 12. You'll hear this show over the weekend as well if you want to catch it then. Like I say, plenty going on, lots to do, and that Easter starts now. Have a great week, everybody, and I will be back on Monday at 8 a.m. Live or die.